WBI. 98.9
Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
It's going to be all right. You don't know what tomorrow may bring, but she said, no, son, I'm tired. Church, when them old folks say I'm tired, I mean the burdens of this world has gotten to be overwhelming and it's gotten to be too much upon them. And they realize that they done lived the best of their life and they realize now they're ready to see their father. Ain't you ready to see your father? The burdens of this world? Ain't you getting tired of being lied on? Ain't you getting tired of somebody that halfway want to speak to you? Look in your face, they say they love you, but they don't mean it in their heart, but they say it by their lips. But these things that goes on in the world today that we have to go through. See, when you're under pressure, but with the help of the Lord, you can be able to press your way through. But look what he says here in text. In verse 37, Jesus came back. And he found him sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Were you not unable to keep watch for 1 hour? For 1 hour, you was not able to keep watch. That's just like some people today here out in the world. Here it is, you only got 1 hour in church. You can't even make it. 1 hour. But I ain't got time. But when you gonna find time? Because time is of an essence. You never know the time nor the hour. Nobody. But what did the Bible say? Be ye ready. Because I may come as a thief or a robber. It may be by day, but it may be by night. But he said, be ye ready. See, when you got your house in order, you ain't got to get ready. You can just go ahead and say, Lord, here I am. One of these old days when you step out of Walmart, you're going to see the cloud getting dark. And you're going to start looking up and there it is going to be the archangel blowing his horn. The sinner man going to be running, but it's going to be nowhere around. But see, on that faithful day that I know that I'm going to be caught up in the air with the Lord. Ain't you glad that you're going to be able to be caught up in the cloud with the Lord? God's such a good God. But after he found him asleep, look what he says here in the text. The text says that in verse 38, he kept watching and praying for you not to come into temptation, but the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Jesus saying, I know that you got my back, but he said, but I know your spirit is strong, but I see that your body is weak. Now, what kind of friend is that? That's some kind of friend, ain't it? See, when you're going through some kind of pressure and you're stressed like that, and you look for your friends, and they know where to be found, and the first thing come out their mouth, hey, man, I was, even though I wasn't there, I was with you, though, and I was praying for you. No, man, I need you to be there with me. I need you to be on the side of with me. If you said that you are my friend, I need you to have my back. So when I come to you, I need your support. I don't need you sleeping. I need you to encourage me, to help me to know that what I'm going through, the pressure that I'm going through, that I'm going to be able to make it. But see, you can't depend on man, but you call on Jesus and ask him, say, Lord, you take this pressure from me. The burden I'm bearing is too heavy. You know he's a burden bearer. But look what happened. After the text says in verse 39 that Jesus went away again. And he prayed, and he was saying the same words. And he came back and found them sleeping a second time. A second time. And when he came back, he looked at their eyes. Their eyes were bloodshot and red. And he did not, and they did not know how to answer, because they found that they, after I found you sleeping one time, he'll come back the second time, and you're sleeping, and your eyes are red, and they didn't know how to say anything. Say, you know, I was sleeping. But see, the text says that after he found them sleeping the second time, they say he left again, went and prayed. And when he came back the third time, he said, are you still sleeping and resting? I done left two times, and I come back the third time, and here it is, you sleeping. But look what Jesus said, enough of that. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed in the hands of sinners. Jesus told him to get up. Let us go and look for my betrayer, because my betrayer is near. And once he said those words, here comes Judas, one of the 12 that came up with the crowd of the men with swords and clubs. And he came, and the chief priests and the scribes and the elders seen Jesus, but they didn't know who he was. Now, Jesus already told Peter that when the pressure's on me, you're going to deny me three times. But if you look back in the text of the 13th chapter and in verse 31, he said, not I, my Lord. I will never betray you. I will be with you to the very end. But when he seen Judas, Jesus told them, why do you have these swords and knives and stuff like that? You don't need this. I'm willing to come to you without all that. But Jesus, they did not know. The scribes did not know. But look what happened. Here comes Judas. He came, he already told them, when I see Jesus, for y'all to know who I am, he sold him out for some silver. He said that I'm going to come up to him immediately. And look what he did. He said, Rabbi, Master. And he kissed him forcefully to let them know this is the man. This here is the man that y'all are looking for. And they laid hands on him and they seized him. But one of the bystanders, Simon Peter, he drew a sword and struck him. And when the slaves, the high priest, cut off his ear. In verse 48, the text says that Jesus said to them, have you come out with swords and clubs and to arrest me as you would against a robber? But look what it says in the text here in verse 49. He said, day after day, I was with you in teaching in the court and the porches of the temple, and you did not seize me. But this has to happen so that the scriptures would be fulfilled. A young man that was following him, wearing only a linen sheet over his naked body, said to the men, seize him. By pulling the free of the linen sheet, he was able to escape. And Jesus was led away by the high priest and the chief priest and the elders. And Peter had followed him from a distance. See, when the trouble's on, see, they ain't gonna be close to you. They're gonna stand back. They're gonna follow you from a distance, see how they interact with you. Then once the pressure on you, then they can see, well, hey, they ain't touch me. Let him go through that power. And we'll see, when Jesus followed him through the courtyard, watch this. He was sitting with one of the officers, and he was warming himself by the fire. But look what it says here in the text. that when he stood there giving a testimony against him, saying, one of the women came up to him and said, "Ain't you one of the men that were with Jesus?" Peter said, "Who, me? Not me." They said at that particular time, the rooster crowed one time. And then she asked him again. She said, "Well, you talk like that man, and you dress like that man. Are you sure that you didn't come with that man called Jesus?" Peter looked at her and said, No, I don't know what you're talking about. The rooster crowed the second time. And then the lady said, "You must be a Galatian." She said, they say Peter began to cuss, got mad. But then when he heard the rooster crow three times, then he realized that he did forsake Jesus. Church, I want to tell you today, don't let the rooster crow three times on you. When Jesus called your name, you stand up. Even you had to go against the world, you let them know that I am with the Lord. And when you stand before him and you let him know that I am with the Lord. Church, I want to tell you that Jesus will come right on in and take your hand. And then he will take your hand just like a mother take a hand of a child, and he will lead you on. See, you're going to be under pressure here in this earth. Sometimes you're going to go against some obstacles and some roadblocks and some stumbling blocks. But I want to tell you, church, that while you're under pressure, all you got to do is just wait on and get the help of the Lord. And you're going to be able to press your way through. And I don't know about you today, but I'm glad that the Lord is able to help me to press my way through. I have had some hard times. I had some tough times. My wife, she always says, she always come with Forrest Gump. She said, life is like a box of chocolate. You just don't know what you may get. But, baby, I want to tell you something. To me, I'm finna get personal. I'm finna go to my seat. Life is like a box of crayons. It's colorful. Everything is beautiful. And all these crayons, it look beautiful. Real beautiful. Great shape, form. Boy, look at here. I can color real good with this crayon. Everything look beautiful. But one thing about this crayon is just like my life, it's kind of fragile, and sometimes the crayon may break. But guess what, church? God, he didn't throw me away. He kind of peeled back that old crayon. Yeah. See, he peeled some line off of me. Yeah, he peeled some whiskey, wine, and beer off of me. Yeah, he peeled some cheating things off of me. And then even though I was broken, he didn't throw me away. And even though I'm now broken, I can still color. So church, I want to tell you today, even a broken crayon can still color. So when you're under pressure, all you got to do, what church? Come on now, help me. Just press your way through. And he will deliver you. The doors of the church is open. It's broken. God is not going to throw you away. You can still color. If you're here today and the pressure has been upon you in life and you just can't see your way,
thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308.